Hello and good afternoon, Roaring Fork Valley. This is Diane Johnson with Senior Matters, because seniors matter. A lot of good things going on in our valley, and most important is rain. We're having rain. We're greening up again. We're feeling good. The flowers are blooming and it's summertime. And our streets and our doors are open as a hospitality for all the wonderful tourists that are coming into our community. Roaring Fork Valley. I bet a lot of people don't know what the Roaring Fork Valley that is listening to this radio show for the first time. All the way from Aspen, Glenwood Springs, it is a beautiful community, and we know it, and those of you that are visiting know it. And why I am on KDNK is because I represent seniors in our community with a voice. And oftentimes, Senior Matters represent seniors with incredible activities and programs to keep our life better. We have Tai Chi, we have art classes, we have music, we have an incredible program called the Roaring Fork Brain Train, which meets twice a week. And this is for members of our community who have cognitive memory issues. It's a great program, and I'm proud that Senior Matters is a sponsor of that. Today, we're going to be talking about something that is of interest to many of us. And it is of interest because it comes from marijuana. It is marijuana in its own way. We're going to be talking with Josh Smith. He is the new owner of Doctor's Garden. And he is going to be talking to us about the ABCs of CBDs. And I say welcome to you, Josh. And please correct what I said.
Thank you, Diane. I'm actually the Director of Administrative Operations, and I oversee our Doctor's Garden store for Colorado Product Services.
Aha. Aha. And mind you, this young man at the last minute stepped in to help explain a very complex issue in our community. We've talked about CBDs. We've talked about marijuana. And we're going to be talking more about it because of an issue and a concern amongst our community, a health issue. And it is a health issue where our members are on medications, opioids, sedatives to kind of cancel that pain or nullify that pain or take away the issues of health that we have that are pain-induced. So, welcome, Joss.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about who you are.
Well, I'm 27 years old. Been in the Roaring Fork Valley for almost 3 years now. I'm originally from Ohio, came out to Colorado in 2013, and got involved in cannabis, and have never looked back since.
Got involved in cannabis. When we hear that statement, what does that mean?
Well, this is a new industry. There's a lot of people who, have sold cannabis illegally for years, and a lot of people who haven't but have consumed and bought it themselves and have used it for years as both medicine and recreationally. For myself, it was the opportunity to get into a burgeoning industry and have the opportunity to affect people's lives in a positive manner through something that hasn't been the most positive in the past.
Affect people's lives in a positive manner. Let me just address it this way. And addressing it this way, we're going to be talking about cannabidiols. How do you pronounce that word?
Well, it's cannabidiol. And it's a chemical found in the group of chemicals found in naturally in cannabis called cannabinoids.
And that cannabidiol, did I say it right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me show you what I wrote down. cannabidiol came out of the world in a big way after the simple plant chemical stopped an epileptic seizure in its tracks on U.S. national television. Now, that's a media response there. Mm-hmm. In the time since, many enthusiasts have realized that this miracle compound can stop spasms, calm anxiety, and soothe those in chronic pain. But what is CBD and how does it work? How is it different from THC? To help us become more familiar with a cannabinoid, mm-hmm. here is what we want to know. Mm-hmm. What is cannabidiol?
So cannabidiol is, like I said, it's a cannabis compound, a cannabinoid, and it specifically is targets a receptor in the brain that interacts with your body to reduce pain, to reduce overactive nervous reactions, and things like tremors and seizures and that sort of thing. It is the counterpart, or the the sidekick to THC, being the psychoactive compound. CBD is the non-psychoactive compound.
So if I use it, I won't get high?
And you shouldn't get a high from it.
Okay. Most important.
Yeah, it's nice to have a compound that will give you relief without making you intoxicated or feel foggy or something of that nature.
Mm-hmm. Been there, done that with medication for whatever reasons of post-operative pain, fractures, whatever, and I know what it feels like. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me, because you have a business here where our community supports it, what are the chief complaints that you are hearing from your customers when they are purchasing your CBD? What is it in creams, lotions, oils? How is it?
So a lot of people are looking to use CBD as an alternative to other prescription drugs, oftentimes opioids. It allows for people to find the same relief or similar relief without some of the fog that you get from an opioid. You know, opioids not only affect pain, but they also affect all of the other functions of your brain. So you have a substance that allows you to alleviate your pain and your symptoms without interfering with the other aspects of your life. Also, the benefit of CBD is you can put it on topically. So it only affects the regions. Like if you have arthritis in your hand, you put an oil on your hand and you get relief in your hand. It doesn't affect the rest of your body.
And you know, I know it works. Mm-hmm. I've been using it for 3 years. I know it works.
Mm-hmm. And the beautiful part about a lot of the relief that you get from CBD is it's anti-inflammatory. It affects your nervous system. So when you have things like rheumatoid arthritis and your hands become inflamed and you can't move them, the CBD allows some of that inflammation to go down and allows you to get use out of your hands. It's really cool to see a customer come in and not be able to, you know, shake a hand or grab a pen to write their name and then be able to put a compound on and come back and be able to do these things and be able to use their hands in a way that they haven't done for years.
I hear that. Again, back to personal, I use it on my hand because of my injury. I don't have full function of it, and it cramps, and it aches. So I've been using that, and thank you for being here.
You're very welcome. The other wonderful part about CBD is it allows you to find relief from pain that's not typically treated very well by opioids. So nerve pain, people with fibromyalgia, or Crohn's disease, that's an inflammatory disease, but different nerve diseases, you're able to touch them with CBD, where you can't typically touch that pain with an opioid. You can dull it or you can hide it, but you can't, directly affect the transmission of that pain.
So you say that we can't directly affect the transmission of that pain with let's call it an opioid. Why?
It just has to do with the way that an opioid interacts with your body and the way that a cannabinoid interacts with your body. everybody's body has an endocannabinoid system. You're born with it. It's not something that you develop through cannabis use. It's in your brain. It's a part of your nervous system. And what that allows you to do is when you take a cannabinoid, it naturally wants to be applied to your body. You know, your body wants to use that cannabinoid. Whereas when you use an opioid, there's no receptors in your brain that readily accept an opioid. An opioid forces itself into a receptor that is, you know, meant to take something else.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really? So it's non-discretionary, are you saying, in its own way?
Yeah, and CBD is not necessarily extremely discretionary, but it is a compound that your brain already knows how to handle because it has built-in receptors for it.
Somewhere along the line, and I know many of you who are educated into whether it's just educating yourself about marijuana and the benefits of it, you know that it's been around for thousands of years. It was growing and it was being used medicinally when we started walking the earth. That's what we've been told. That's what we've learned. One of the things that I've thought about with this is you said take, when you take mm-hmm. CBDs. So how many forms do we have for CBDs?
Well, CBD and all cannabinoids can be taken orally. They can be where you ingest them into your stomach and into your digestive system. They can be taken topically where you put them on your skin. That's called transdermal absorption. They can be, you know, you can put them in your mouth and just hold them in your mouth and absorb them through your mucous membranes. So there's different ways to consume it, and each method of consumption allows you to treat different types of pain or you know, allow you to ease symptoms in a different way. You know,
I remember shortly after I got out of the hospital and a friend of mine brought me some elixir. And it was an indica elixir that I put under my tongue sublingually, which helped me sleep because it was so hard to sleep. Mm-hmm. And I found, oh my goodness. And I woke up, I felt fine. I didn't have any sedative hangovers. I didn't have to worry about my balance, you know. I found it so effective. It's still in my medicine cabinet when I need it.
So that's, you know, that's a THC compound. So you probably got a little buzz from it.
Really?
You probably felt good. And that's what, you know, that good feeling allowed you to, you know, move past your pain and go to sleep. Now, there is another cannabinoid called CBN. And CBN is actually directly involved in allowing you to sleep. It's very good for insomnia and that sort of a thing. But it also doesn't carry the high associated with THC.
Aha. Uh-huh. So I have many choices then. Is that what you're saying? I can get CBDs with THC or as little as possible?
Yeah, you can isolate and use individual cannabinoids. Or in my own personal opinion, the best way to treat yourself and to use a cannabinoid therapy is to use all of the cannabinoids or at least a group of them rather than one at a time.
So a group of them instead of one of them at mm-hmm. a time. So if I go into your store and I tell you what my symptoms are, that I've got spasms in my shoulder and I can't move my shoulder because of a fall, it's not broken, it's just mm-hmm. painful, and I've got limitations.
At Doctor's Garden, we would be able to guide you in the direction that we think would best react for your body. However, everybody is different. So what works for one individual may not work for another individual, and it's all about finding what works best for you. The great thing about cannabinoids is you're not going to get hurt trying them. So if you're nervous about trying them, you can take a small amount, get a little effect, and if you like it, try more. Maybe you'll get more relief. If you don't like it, there's another cannabinoid or there's another way to to consume it. So there's a lot of variety, but with that variety, it's all about finding what helps you.
Okay. What are your customers saying about their doctor's response to their use?
Colorado is a wonderful place. In Colorado, our doctors have really come a long way. They are oftentimes supportive of people using alternative medicines. Cannabis is one of those alternative medicines that people like to use, and doctors understand some of the benefits, and they're willing to talk to you. Other places, people are much more restricted. And doctors don't want to get away from traditional medicine. So you wind up in Colorado, patients are able to have very frank and open discussions with doctors, which is a wonderful thing.
It is. It really is. I found my physician open to hearing me.
Mm-hmm.
I had another physician backed away from me when I said, I'm putting this on it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to know about it. You know, so I got a break in one area, and an open, listening, professional ear in the other area, to each his own. One of the areas of CBDs and its use, the oils, the creams, the lotions, the salves,
mm-hmm.
the edibles. Now, all of these, let's talk about the business. What moves the best?
Well, again, that depends on the person and the ailment that's trying to be alleviated. You know, if somebody has arthritis or somebody comes in with some sort of regional topical pain, you know, your topicals, your lotions are going to sell great. People who experience more chronic, long-term pain that is not so locally found, you can put a patch on, and that'll introduce cannabinoids into your body transdermally over a long period of time. People that have issues like such as Parkinson's or epilepsy, you want a quick dose, something that's going to interact with you immediately. So vaporizing or smoking or some sort of oil underneath the tongue, sublingual oil, is a very effective method of treatment. So it really depends on what is the person's needs.
Okay. Demographics. You see people walk through the door all the time. What are the ages that you see?
Well, it's you know, 21 to 90. You have every age group has something to benefit from a cannabinoid, whether it's enjoying yourself out on a night of the town, or, you know, you're looking for relief from arthritis, or you have an inflammatory disease like Crohn's disease. You know, you're able to get relief no matter how old you are. Now, age doesn't really play a factor. A lot of the older customers that we do have a little bit more nervousness to them because of the rhetoric that's been spouted throughout the years. So it's tougher to get them into the door. But once they're in the door, it's a different experience than I think everybody anticipates.
You mentioned Crohn's disease. How does it affect Crohn's disease?
So CBD is an anti-inflammatory.
Mm-hmm.
Crohn's disease is an inflammatory disease of the bowels. So when you digest your CBD, it actually eases the inflammation on your bowels, allowing you to control them a little more, catch a little relief, and not feel like you're in pain all the time or needing to go to the bathroom.
Some of the information that I was reading about CBDs as far as research and studies, it's almost as if they're just beginning.
It is just beginning. As far as federal regulation goes, CBD is still a Schedule I drug. It is still something that is, the government is very restrictive on their testing and who can perform studies and that sort of thing. Those are all things that are coming to an end and becoming more open, and universities and different research groups are able to have access to the compounds and have access to treat people and understand how cannabinoids actually interact with people. There's doctors in Israel who lead the way in cannabis, and they are developing all kinds of different types of cannabis, different ways to take them, and different uses for them, specifically CBD. They're very heavy in the CBD use.
What makes me feel good about hearing that is that we are moving away from addictive body damaging drugs with CBDs. Mm-hmm. You know, you and I earlier talked about the alcohol problem, mm-hmm. talked about the opiate problems, you know, and how toxic they are to our bodies. You know, and it's good to hear that something is out there that can take care of making my body feel better so I can feel better without damaging me, mm-hmm. without harming me. This is about you. You know, you have an entrepreneurial bent. That's what puts you in the direction of a good piece of business. Mm-hmm. There's got to be something else beyond that.
As a young person in America, there's a lot of people in my demographic that don't have direction. And, you know, it's hard to find something that is fulfilling, and finding out what fulfills you. So for me, cannabis is something that I'm able to fulfill other people's lives and provide them relief and provide them alternatives to stuff that's not necessarily the best for them. You know, I drink alcohol. I'm not against alcohol, but I prefer cannabis. It gives me a better feeling. I feel better the next day when I use it. And then at the same time, I'm able to be on the forefront of an industry that's never existed. And that's absolutely thrilling to me.
He's smiling. That's that business set that will keep you going in a good direction. I want to say something personally about CBDs, and I want to say something personal about something I had the pleasure and the privilege of growing mm-hmm. a couple years ago in my backyard. I did everything legally because I could. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, I never had a garden. Let's see how this grows. And it did exactly what it was meant to do. It provided buds that I could break down and make. And I looked online to how to grow them. I looked online how to make my cannabis better. And I made it. And I made it for a friend who was terminal. And I saw what it did for him. I saw how his appetite was stimulated with the butter, with the jam, and I saw how it helped him feel better when I put it in his broth. But the most important thing I saw was when I massaged him very lightly all over his body, and he slept for the first time in a couple of weeks. All night, without a twitch, without his morphine. And his mother said he was at peace, and she felt that it was the best thing that happened to him. And I saw it.
Mm-hmm. And it's all from a plant. You didn't put anything on it to make him feel that way. You just grew it from soil.
Yeah.
There's no victims there.
Yeah.
You know, there's only somebody that you help. And that's another beautiful part about cannabis is there's... it outside of the... drug dealers and the criminals of the world, cannabis is a very good thing. It doesn't hurt anybody. And, you know, like you said, it's very easy to grow on your own. You know, it got the nickname weed. Well, it didn't get weed from nothing because it just grows like a weed. If you put it in the ground, it's going to grow. Now, I always encourage people to, you know, get your cannabinoids from a store. We do such rigorous testing. When you grow a plant, you could wind up with molds in it. You could not know what chemicals are in your plant and those sorts of things. So I really encourage people to go to stores and buy your cannabinoids there. You know what you're getting.
I hear you, and I do, and I have. And thank you for being here with us today, Joss. Thank you for Doctor's Garden and for Colorado for standing tall and helping us to be stronger. I'm Diane Johnson with Senior Matters. It's been a wonderful morning. It's a great afternoon. And this is what I say to all of you. Please remember, the more you work your mind, the greater the cognitive reserve, and the greater your reserve, the greater your ability to withstand the inevitable challenges of aging. Read, walk, talk, share life, and live it up and dance. I'm Diane Johnson for Senior Matters. Thank you for joining us today.